Welcome to Canadian Defense Focus from CDR Radio, produced by Canadian Defense Review Magazine. This series of podcasts features interviews with leaders and experts in the defense industry, as well as reports and profiles on the very latest in defense technology.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the CDR Radio podcast. I'm James Careless, Ottawa Bureau Chief with Canadian Defense Review, Canada's leading defense magazine. This time on the CDR Radio podcast, we're talking with Kristen Cianfrani. She is President and CEO of the Canadian Association of Defense and Security Industries, CADSI for short. CADSI is renowned for hosting the annual CANSEC trade show in Ottawa. CADSI is gearing up for CANSEC 2025, which takes place at Ottawa's EY Centre May 28th and 29th this year. Kristen Cianfrani is here to preview this important industry event. Hi, Kristen. Thanks for joining us on the CDR Radio podcast.
Well, thanks for having me, James.
So much has changed in the world since last year's CANSEC. All of a sudden, we're embroiled in a trade war with the United States, and our existence as a country is at stake. How are these factors affecting Canada's defense industry?
Well, James, there was a time in 2023 after the pandemic when I thought that I might never have to use the word unprecedented again. Here we are in unprecedented times. It's a bit strange for the defense industry. I think the way I would describe it is bipolar. So on one hand, we have this crazy tariff situation that's causing a lot of unrest and uncertainty, like it is for pretty much every sector. And then on the other hand, you know, it's a time for incredible optimism. Global and Canada's defense spending is at an all-time high. National security and defense are a part of this mainstream Canadian conversation. And we're seeing some hints of the need to really rethink our own sovereign capabilities. So that means, you know, what we make here in country, how we buy it, and how we sustain it. So you've got this pessimism on one side and optimism, and they're, you know, both happening in the same breath. So it's wild times.
Yes, perhaps one of the only good effects of the trade war is that talking about defense spending has gone mainstream in Canada. And I don't remember the last time that ever happened. But do you think this is just talk, or is there a real willingness in Canada to actually boost defense spending in a meaningful way?
So it's about time it's mainstreaming. We're not seeing the indicators that we need to see for it to be, in my view, real and meaningful. So I think there are about four things that tell me that it's still at the level of talking points for the party leaders. And I'll tell you what those four indicators that we're looking for are. So one is D&D's budget is still being cut while promises of more spending is being made. So, you know, at the risk of sounding like a party leader, we need to stop the cuts. The second thing is that, you know, the periods of time that we're seeing the defense spending being promised. So if you look at Carney's platform, you know, he's talking about something like 2030. And if you look at the Poilievre pledge, he's talking about using government attrition to fund it. So in either of the two cases, like, we're not looking at a spending profile that has any, in my view, sense of urgency attached to it, like we're seeing in other countries. And then we don't have, or we have yet to see, the budget appropriations that you would need in these orders of magnitude. So, you know, we would expect that in the fall fiscal update or in budget 26, which is a long time away, there to be money profiled and a costed plan for this to happen. So until that happens, it's truly, really fiction. And then lastly, we haven't seen the changes to the procurement system that you'd need to put in place to absorb all of this. So four missing things, in my view, that would take it beyond just some kind of talking points.
How seriously do you take the talk about reopening the CF-35 contract?
So I think given the change, the significant and almost existential change that we've seen with our American partners or allies to the South, that any government would need to be thinking about our partnership and the equipment, the amount of equipment that we source from the Americans. If they're not, you know, that is more of a signal in my mind than anything else. But with respect to certain and specific platforms, these are incredibly nuanced conversations. They shouldn't be taken lightly because they will impact our relationship forevermore. And I certainly wouldn't want to be seeing these kinds of decisions taken in a very lackadaisical manner from the podium.
By the time CANSEC takes place, Canada will have a new government. How does the uncertainty around who will be in charge affect planning for this year's show?
You can't run a show like CANSEC without a plan A, B, and C. It's fair to say, though, that my hair, I think, is a little bit more gray out of concern for getting the politicians aware and to the show on what will be an incredibly short notice. And by the way, the fact that it's not planned to be a parliamentary sitting week in Ottawa, that doesn't help us one bit. So that kind of wrangling that we're going to have to do in probably a 2-week period of time is quite a bit of a stressor for my team. No questions about it. But that being said, one of our key goals with CANSEC this year, especially since we have a rather big expansion plan, and I'm sure you're going to ask me about that, is to bring the world to Canada through CANSEC, which is why I don't know, some of your listeners may have seen a lot of posts coming out of CADSI with us taking visits from ambassadors and dignitaries around the world. And that export variable is really critical to a sustainable, healthy industrial base. So we have to make sure that other nations are at CANSEC, and that, you know, audience above and beyond just Canadian politicians is really a big part of what makes the show tick. The other thing that we're doing in parallel is making sure that we're out there talking to our partners at the CAF, who should be in full attendance, and they represent about 1/3 of the delegates in any given year. So irrespective of the added uncertainty about who's going to be in charge, I'm still expecting there to be a fantastic turnout at CANSEC this year.
So let's talk about the expansion. What exactly do you have in mind for this year's CANSEC?
Well, I think I let the cat out of the bag a little bit on the when I closed CANSEC off last year on the big stage. And I said, if you build it, or I quoted, actually, if you build it, they will come. So, we are building Hall 5. There's a huge demand. You've been there and you've seen, like, we've run out of space. We need to keep the show in Ottawa because of all sorts of things, proximity to the government, CAF HQ, you know, diplomacy, and just how important it is economically to the city. But maybe most importantly is that we owe it to our members to reinvest their funds in valuable ways. So CANSEC is one of the ways to do that. And, you know, Hall 5 is the biggest way we can imagine being able to do that. So to give you an idea of what Hall 5 looks like, if you were at CANSEC last year, and I know you were, imagine the footprint of those three rooms that we had cyber labs in, and in your mind, double it. So we're adding about 17,000. So the total is going to be around 17,000 square feet. And if we, you know, do the math, we could tuck in about 50 companies in there. And we're adding a stage called CANSEC Spotlight to address demand for thought leadership and service offerings. So we've got that big Hall 5 huge reveal happening. And I've told my team that, you know, you only get to do a reveal like this once, so that we'd better go big or go home. And I probably should have been more careful about what I wish for, throwing down a challenge like that to a bunch of creative people. So there's going to be a lot of changes. And my challenge to you, James, and your listeners is how many of the other Easter eggs, in addition to Hall 5, are you able to spot? Because like I said, there are going to be a lot of changes, an insane amount of surprises at CANSEC 2025 to make all that happen.
So to wrap up, Kristen, what are your predictions for the Canadian defense industry in 2025? given how much is going on these days?
Well, I can keep this one short and sweet. It's going to grow. All the right conditions are there for it to grow, and we just have to seize that opportunity.
Okay, well, Kristen, thanks as always for joining us again on the CDR Radio Podcast.
Thanks for having me, and I'll see you at CANSEC.
You can count on that. You've been listening to the latest in the CDR Radio Podcast series. They are produced by Canadian Defence Review, Canada's leading defence magazine. I've been speaking with Kristen Cianfrani, President and CEO of the Canadian Association of Defence and Security Industries. To hear more CDR Radio podcasts, go to CanadianDefenseReview.com or find us on iTunes and Google Play under CDR Radio. I'm James Careless. Thank you for listening to the CDR Radio podcast. Talk to you again next time.
Tune in next time for another Canadian Defense Focus podcast from CDR Radio.